Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are back. God, it doesn't seem like it, right? These days fly by.
It is quick.
A lot of stuff to talk about out at training camp with the Bucks. We'll talk some BKFC again. Another weekend coming up, so you know what that means. You're right, another UFC.
Another. What's every week now with the UFC?
It's awesome.
These guys are fighting every week.
It makes living so much better to know every weekend there's another fight. And on the phone with us right now is an athlete that will be back in the octagon this Saturday night, and that is Kia Kamaka III. Kia, how are you?
My name is Kai. Kai Kamaka.
Kai, yeah. How are you?
Good. Doing good.
Awesome. You're based in Vegas, correct?
Yeah, I would say August 1st makes the whole year. So, yeah.
So I was curious, how much of an advantage is it that now so many fights are in Vegas at the Apex Center? You know, you don't have to travel. You don't have to pack. You don't have to worry about a week or so away from home. Is that an advantage?
Actually, the only thing that is an advantage is I don't have to travel, but I'm still here the whole week because of COVID protocols. So, I mean, it's kind of a good fight week feel, you know. You still got to be in a bubble, but as far as changing my schedule around to get on the plane and just taking that into account to my schedule, that's a lot easier.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't really think about that, even though we've now been in this new world for, you know, what, a year and a half. That, yeah, it's not like you can still go home or, you know, go over to Extreme Couture and train. You are kind of locked in. How is that, you know, getting ready to go back into the bubble? Do you have to really prepare for that? Or is it just, you know, you have to do it and it's just another day before you fly?
I guess Extreme Couture or Las Vegas locals, we have a pretty good feel on how to do these fight weeks, especially because it's in Vegas. So, I mean, we get to train all the way up until 6 o'clock, or we got to check in 6 o'clock here. So, I mean, it ain't too bad. It's actually a little bit more of a luxury. But, yeah, I like it. I get to stay at home as long as possible. I get to have a normal Tuesday routine until I check in Tuesday night. And then it kind of gives me a fight week feel by being here.
A fairly quick turnaround. You fought just over 2 months ago. Did you have a couple days that you didn't go to the gym, that you maybe ate something that you normally don't eat when you're in training, or was it right back at it, you know, on Monday?
I was in the gym every day since my last fight. I didn't train for about 3 days, but I was there. I was there. I was mentally there. My eyes were there. The only reason why I didn't train is because I was getting I got a big tattoo piece, and that kind of kept me on the sideline. But once that was healed, I was back in there. So I rested about 3 days, but I was in the gym every single day.
Any chance that you've thought about this? I know that one of your nicknames is the Fighting Hawaiian. Have you reached out to Shane Victorino and asked him to corner you since he's the Flying Hawaiian?
No, me and Shane actually have a pretty good relationship. He has a big influence on us Hawaii athletes that are coming up and, you know, making our name for ourselves. So it's pretty cool, though, to have that relationship with him.
One of the best guys I've ever met. Matter of fact, in my studio, I have one of his World Series game-used jerseys. It's one of my prized possessions. Shane is definitely the man, for sure.
Yeah, he's definitely a Hawaii legend.
Give me your thoughts on your opponent.
He's tough. He's a striker. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, but at the same time, everybody in this game is tough. You know, they got to be good at striking. So, I mean, he's just a face. I have to be prepared to fight anybody. And that's what I'm doing. That's what I come to do. That's what I train to do. That's how the way I live my life. So, yeah, I'm not too worked up in who he is. I'm more concerned about who I am and who I'm becoming.
You know, it's not funny, but I mean, it's almost funny that you say that, because I always say that. Does it even matter who you're fighting? Does it even matter, you know, what they do, or isn't it more what you're going to do in the fight that you don't even really worry about, you know, the opponent?
Yeah, I mean, one, business wise, your opponent can change at any time for whatever reason, medical reasons, just for all types of reasons. So then you can't really choose your opponent, because you might have an opponent for 12 weeks and then something happens and then boom, they got a new replacement. You know, so you got to be ready for any type of fighter, any type of style.
How do you relax fight week? You know, do you try not to think about in 3 days you get back in the octagon, or is it kind of like the Rocky Balboa with the photo on the mirror, and that's all you're thinking about is getting back in on Saturday?
A little bit of both. I mean, shoot, I don't know. I as a professional athlete, like, I live my, or this is the way I provide for my family. So yeah, at the same time, you know, I am looking at this as a Rocky Balboa type of way. You know, this is looking in the mirror, knowing this is what I'm going to do, but I also have to reset and, also, you know, have time for my family and also put my effort in that way too.
Are you a fan of other sports? And if so, you know, what do you like to watch sports wise? And what do you like to play, or, you know, go out and shoot hoops, or what other sports interest you?
I like to call myself an athlete. So I think I like to do it all. I like to shoot hoops. I like to throw football. I like to do it all. I'm a big Dallas Cowboys fan. I'm a big Ezekiel Elliott, Dak Prescott dual fan. I don't know. I just love sports in general.
Again, it's kind of funny you said that. I did a charity event with Michael Bolton many, many years ago, and we had a whole bunch of celebrities playing, and Darren Pupa was the former goalie of the Tampa Bay Lightning. First batter, he hits a fly ball to Pupa. It hits off his glove. It smashes him in the face. He then goes and sits in the dugout, and he said, "I will never call myself a professional athlete again. I'm a hockey goalie."
Hey, Kai, so look, you know, Hawaii, it's a fight capital. I mean, we got names like BJ Penn and Holloway, Kendall Grove. I mean, and so many others. What is it about that region of the world that puts out so many top fighters like yourself? Is it the culture of, like, the people who have gone before you and, like, the pride and honor? Or is it that those guys come back and actually help develop and mentor the younger generation?
I think it's more of a cultural thing. I mean, for one, our only strong suit is – or, like, our strongest suit is football, right, in the islands. And then after that, I mean – football, basketball, those type of sports, you have to have a prototype size. And then fighting is like the most even type of sport, you know, where size doesn't matter. A lot of things have a play in it, but I think the way we were raised, just the lifestyle that we were brought up in, it's a little bit more natural for us.
Kai, what's the funniest, strangest, craziest thing that's ever happened in the middle of a fight, with you or for you?
I'm not too sure. I don't think my adrenaline's going. I don't think nothing's funny at that time.
That could be the best answer of all
time.
That's
a great answer.
So many times people come up with, you know, I heard somebody laugh or whatever, but yeah, you're right. Yeah, you know, you're in a fist fight. Nothing should be funny.
There has been times when, I mean, probably something awkward has happened, but like to me, like I'm like, guy's trying to kill me. So I haven't came across where I was laughing or whatnot.
Sure. Stay focused. What can the fans expect to see Saturday night when you get back in the octagon?
If you watch any of my fights, I don't think I've ever been in a boring fight. So, I mean, you can just expect action. You can expect punches being thrown, punches being landed, and a high-paced fight.
Final question for you, and Matt, this shouldn't surprise you. What's your favorite restaurant to eat in Las Vegas? You know, off the strip, you know, where tourists wouldn't necessarily know about, but it's like your spot. It's the best food in Vegas.
To me, it would be this place called Island Sushi in Henderson, Nevada. So, yeah, local restaurant, lots of Hawaii comfort food there. And that's my favorite.
I wrote it down. Next time I'm out there, I'm going to check it out. Kai, thank you very much for your time. Best of luck on Saturday. I know we have your address. We're going to send you a care package from 8 Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabral Electronics for coming on and talking to us.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Kai. Have fun. That is Kai Kamaka III back in the Octagon this Saturday. Good card. A lot of fun. We're going to talk about next week's card, as I know I'm almost scared to say this. We both will be going to that.
Yes.
And Houston's not aware of what's about to happen.
On the road again.
All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we return, your president is on the phone with us.
Oh, there's one.
That's going to happen.
My president? Return.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Statsa.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
I'm Adam Richman, culinary traveler and gastronaut, and you are feasting your ears on Knockout Radio. Who wants a knuckle sandwich?
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales, Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Centre. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out every year. Make sure you purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTalesTampa.com.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
It's hard to believe that DKFC was just, what, 3-4 days ago?
Yeah.
And we have another one in 3 weeks.
That's crazy.
I cannot wait. Let's welcome back to the program. He's approaching Tito Ortiz as, you know, the most appearances. You know, there's Ryan Bader.
Yeah.
There's Tito Ortiz. And then there's the president of BKFC, David Feldman. David's going to catch him. Dave, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. How you guys doing?
You know, still a high from Friday night. You know, the fights were outstanding. The crowd was outstanding. And I know we talk about this the week after every event. You have to be still happy, but I know that you don't dwell on it because you have another event in 3 weeks.
It's getting crazy now. I mean, we have an event August 20th, then September 10th, September 17th. I'm just going to ramble for a second. October 8th, October 22nd, November 5th, November 6th, November 12th. It's just going to be a really, really busy fall for us. It's crazy. We don't have time to do anything, Randy. But I was so happy with that show. The way that these women came out and really fought tremendous. The crowd was into it. There were stars, as you brought Warren Sapp there. There were some other stars in attendance. It was just such a great event for us.
Well, and when you say other stars, I mean, there was massive stars. You had massive WWE guys. You had the Big Show walking around. You had Braun Strowman there. Nobody even recognized him. You know, so that has to be cool that, you know, it's packed. But, you know, quote unquote, celebrities are there in the audience and enjoying this because they love it.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's like, that's what it is. You said it perfectly, because before it was like if there was one star in the house, they were like, oh my God, there's one guy here. And everybody, you know, would pay a lot of attention to him. Now it's, you know, more of the norm to have 12, 15 guys around now. And, you know, it's tremendous for us. Like I said, it's awesome. The crowd loved it and they got to take pictures with a lot of the guys and, you know, it was a great atmosphere.
Well, Dave, it's one thing to have, you know, celebrities, you know, wrestlers and football players and such, but when you get Hall of Famers like Winky Wright to come out, I think it says more about the sport that the guys who actually are in combat sports are fans of what you put on the TV.
You know, it's a very common reaction, I guess, because I went up to Winky. Winky was actually in training camp, probably 25 years or so ago with my father in France. And I didn't know that he was coming. I didn't really know him. I just, you know, we kind of talked about how he was over there and things like that. And I said, really, what do you think, really? He goes, really? I thought I was going to come in here and see some kind of street fight. This is unbelievable. He said, you are really on to something. This is something that's very unbelievable. So it's a very common reaction we get from these boxers, MMA guys that never watched it before. And then they come and see it, especially live. It's a whole different world for them.
David, and it has to mean a lot, you know, knowing Winky as well as I do, knowing Warren Sapp as well as I do, who's another one that really wasn't sure what to expect. And then when you came over and you guys talked and he's like, wow, this is insane. I love it. You know, from guys that are professional athletes that have reached the pinnacle, you know, to basically tell it the way it is. I know that you don't ever say, wow, I'm really on to something, but you've got to think, wow, I'm really on to something.
Tremendously. Absolutely, man. I mean, look, now it's really turning. It's going fast now. Like I said, I just mentioned all those dates. We're opening up in three different countries next year. So there's just so many big things are opening up for us. And, you know, we just have to stay on top of our A game. And as we do that and put these great fights on, because the fights were great. I mean, maybe one bad fight all night. I mean, aside from the, you know, the platform thing that I threw together. But maybe one bad fight, some really great fights. The women were just tremendous at BKFC 19. So, you know, this thing is growing, and I'm very, very happy at where it is right now.
Before I talk to you about what was probably the most impressive thing that I saw Friday night, address, because I know you talked about it and you just mentioned the platform fights. You said that you were willing to give it a try. You know, they had a lot of followers. Some fights were interesting. But what's the final decision moving forward on these fights?
I mean, it worked. It definitely worked for us. It's not for the BKFC platform, but it worked. And, you know, it worked for what we wanted it to do, but it's definitely not, it's not coming back on our platform again. Maybe we'll do something with it outside of our platform, but it's, you know, we're bare knuckle only take the gloves off forever, man. Like, that's all it is right now, because those fights are tremendous, and that's what they want to see. It worked to get a lot more people watching this. You know, the unfortunate situation that happened after the one fight actually turned into a viral situation, which we had 1 billion views on it total. So it worked, but it's not something that I want to try again.
All right, so probably the biggest thing that I saw, well, really it was the smallest thing I saw, but it was the coolest thing I saw, was the Dave Feldman action figure.
So that thing, it was awesome. I mean, Randy, man, I was so upset, because during that little altercation we had after the one platform fight, someone stepped on my action figure and crushed it. I was like dead, man, because the whole thing happened, and I'm like, look, things happen, and hey, what are you going to do? And I go to sit down and I unravel it, and it was crushed. I was like, oh my goodness. But no, they're sending me a new one. But what's really cool about it is we're actually making these things where they can move. So we're going to do some things for all the fighters, people around, you know, even you guys, like fans. We're going to do things so they can all be a part of this virtual world that we're doing. So we're going to make them for everybody. We're actually buying this 3D camera that it's actually not a camera. It's 121 cameras that go simultaneously around. It's just amazing technology that I don't know too much about, and I don't want to talk about it because I'll sound stupid because I don't know much about it, but it's the next wave, right? Evolve or die, and we have to evolve with the times. And by evolving, you know, we're going to get into this virtual world, and, you know, all the new wave technology is coming out.
Yeah, it was definitely cool, and a lot of those printers are at the Consumer Electronics Show every year. So if they're back to the norm next January, you know, maybe we can all go out there. I go out every year. I'll bring your staff, you know, and you can go directly to the people that are making those printers and stuff, and, you know, be more educated on it, maybe get a discount to purchase them, you know, or whatever. But that's a couple months away. What's not a couple months away, David Feldman, is the return of BKFC. It'll be number 20 out in Biloxi. And some interesting fights, starting with, of course, the main event.
Yeah, absolutely. Reggie Barnett versus Johnny Bedford is going to be a great rematch. I think that Reggie Barnett got a lot better. He learned bare knuckle more now than he did the first time that he fought Johnny Bedford. You know, he was a boxer, and now he learned how to roughhouse a little, as he did when he beat the former world champ, DeMarcus Chop Chop Corley. So, you know, I think it's going to make for a really intriguing matchup. You have a guy that has a little bit of a height advantage, and he's a little bigger than him, Johnny Bedford. But, you know, I think it's going to be an unbelievable matchup. I'm really, really looking forward to that.
Well, and probably the biggest thing about Reggie Barnett that he has is he has that chip on his shoulder. You know, and I don't know if I've ever met anybody that can turn it on and turn it off. Goes from, you know, he's ready to fight, to then he's the nicest guy in the world, and then he steps in the squared circle, and that chip, I think, just brings out the best Reggie Barnett that is out there.
I think you said that perfectly. You know, he has a lot to prove. He has a lot to prove that he belongs there, and he wants to show everybody that he should be the champ. So, I mean, he's coming in 110%, and I think he's going to make a statement. But then again, you got Johnny Bedford, who always really finds a way to win. Although he lost at that in the win, it was a really, really great fight. So, you know, I, as a fan, I'm looking forward to this fight, because I think it's going to be a great fight.
Most organizations, Dave, and I know you and I have talked about this before, you know, you sign a big name, you sign an acquisition, you know, you give them a fight, but it's like a fight that 999 million people in the world know they're going to win, there's no chance. So you bring in a new guy, former UFC vet, Alan Belcher, and you give him Tony Lopez, who's only been in the greatest bare-knuckle fight of all time.
You know what, like, Alan Belcher's moving up in weight, he's strong, he's younger, you know, he's an animal, and he wanted a test, and I wanted to give him a test of a guy that was durable, not a guy that's a big-time puncher, but a guy that's durable, that can stand there and bang with him and can make for a really exciting matchup. So I thought Tony Lopez had a little name in bare knuckle, so why not put him in with Alan Belcher and see what we have? You know, these guys don't get gifts, and he was surprised by that because he's a hometown guy, and he said, really, him? I'm like, listen, you guys don't get gifts in the square circle. You have to fight your way up to the top, and this is the way it happens. So he's fighting Tony Lopez. I think, again, another great matchup. And we have another 8 or 10 matchups on the undercard that are going to be tremendous too, Randy.
And to piggyback off what you just said, Dave, you know, you guys brought in Paige VanZant, a star. And you know, first you gave her Bret Hart, she lost. You gave her Rachel Ostrovic, she lost. So you guys are not giving gifts to anybody, no matter how big a name they have. And I think that gives tremendous credibility to your organization.
I agree 100% with that. And that's what, you know, that's the one thing that people said, the one good thing about the Paige, you know, Paige coming over, is that we didn't feed her, you know, ducks. She had to earn her way. And look, both fights, she did come out on the short end of the stick, but both fights she went in there and she fought her ass off and tried as hard as she can, took some really, really great shots and kept coming forward. So I don't know what's next for Paige. You know, we're going to sit down with her team and talk. But, you know, we'll see what happens. But these guys aren't getting gifts, and you're exactly right about that.
All right, I'm pretty scared about this next name that I want to mention, because it came across my wire that my good friend Chuck Liddell is trying to throw his name out. Have you talked to him? Is there interesting? You know, are you interested in Chuck? You know, how do you determine? And again, we've talked about this since, you know, day one. You know, name versus what they can bring to the table worth, you know, a competitive fight.
I mean, I'm 100% interested in Chuck Liddell. Who wouldn't be? But at the same time, he didn't look great coming off that Tito Ortiz fight. And, you know, I don't want to be the guy that's putting these guys in there way past their prime and they shouldn't be in there. So, you know, we're going to talk. He said that he had some serious injuries going into that Tito Ortiz fight, and that's why he performed the way he did. He said he got a few surgeries and he's fixed. So I'm going to talk to him a little bit more and see if he's a fit. But, you know, if I don't think it's the right move, we won't do it. And if I do, I think he'd be a great name to have on. But, again, I just want to make sure that all these fighters are safe. And he is 51 years old now. So I want to make sure that we get the best Chuck Liddell we can get at that age and make sure that, you know, he's able. This is a different, brutal combat sport. This is not, you know, boxing, or this is not MMA. This is different. And I want to make sure at his advanced age that he's going to be able to compete, you know, with whoever we put him in with, and then we'll make our decision from there.
How are the crowds limited? Are they limited in this event that's going to be in Biloxi? I know tickets just went on sale, or they're getting ready to go on sale. How quickly, you know, do you expect it to sell out, and where can people obviously buy tickets?
They can get all the ticket information and all the app information through BKFC.com. Tickets are on sale. They're going fast. So I think all the floor seats are gone. So they're going to go. So make sure you get your tickets. BKFC.com for BKFC 20. Reggie Barnett versus Johnny Bedford. You can get all the app information there as well. And you know, then we just move into another new state. We'll be Nebraska September 10th. We're really happy about going there. Then we're actually going back to South Florida for a Total Line event September 17th. So we just have a really, really busy schedule this fall. We're happy about everything that's going on. We're putting together some great fights. We're building some good stars. And, you know, I think we're on to something, Randy.
You think? I remember when we talked about BKFC 1, and your comment was, I hope we sell some tickets. And now tickets just went on sale, and you said, yeah, all the floor seats are gone.
Yeah, man, it's crazy, man. It's like, you know, people don't understand the journey that this thing was. And to even get the first fight off the ground was 8 years in the making. And I think I talked to you about this, but I wanted to mention this, that this morning we were officially voted in, not we, but they officially voted in a bare-knuckle boxing committee at the Association of Boxing Commission's annual convention. Groundbreaking for us. Unbelievable. The acceptance there is unbelievable and truly groundbreaking.
Definitely good stuff. As always, Dave, thank you very much for coming on. Thank you for including us in everything that you do. We're looking forward to rolling with you into the future, and can't wait to see you in 3 weeks back in Mississippi.
Always a pleasure, and always appreciate the support. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Dave. That is Dave Feldman, the president of BKFC, and we like to call him, the GOAT. And we're going to talk about more GOATs and some GOATs, and we're going to do that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Carlton Fisk, talking sports with Randy Harris.
What are you guys listening for? You crazy or goofy or something?
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, If you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Baines Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Baines can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, you get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at Ross Baines Art.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Centre. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out very early each year, so make sure to purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at tuxestailstampa.com.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm James Lofton, and you know who you are on the other side of the dial, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. Done again today.
See, I think that's what athletes should do from now on.
Be
if,
near you?
No, if you're doing a liner, you should say who you are and what you do and what you're notable for. Because the name James Lofton, I have no idea who that guy is. I don't know what sport he played. I assume he's a athlete. But like, you should say, hey, this is so-and-so with this, and it cements who you were at that time.
Well, no, that's not necessarily true. Because if you said, hi, I'm James Lofton of the Green Bay Packers.
Okay.
Well, he's not with the Green Bay Packers anymore.
Wow. Well, if that's how people know you, it should just be who you like, who you're associated with the most. Like Aaron Rodgers was and will always be a Packer.
That's not true.
He's back in Packer camp now.
Yeah, for this year. And then next year he's coming to Tampa. And he's going to help carry Brady to the field so that they can win another one in 2 years.
Well, Brady doesn't need any help carrying anything. He played a whole championship season with one leg. He doesn't need any help.
I don't know about one leg, but
he shed the brace. He's done. He's like McGregor. 17 days post accident, he's out of the brace.
Somebody showed up when Connor was walking either to or out of the rehab center.
Okay,
and I guess he was there with I think it was the baseball player from the Braves. So somehow he got Connor to sign like 6 items.
Okay,
I'll give you $1. For every item you could recognize that's Connor's signature. And two, everyone got worse as it went on. So, like, the first one was bad.
Okay.
The second one was worse. And so somebody posted on Facebook that Connor gave you, and I won't use the terminology, worse autographs the grittier you got.
Oh, wow.
You know, I mean, it comes.
Oh, is that a thing? Do athletes do that?
Oh, like, absolutely.
Oh, really?
Oh, absolutely.
So for they know the guys that are just pick collecting.
Oh, absolutely.
And like, oh, he's going to take it and sell it online. So they give you the big U.
Yep. One of Connor's signatures was a C. Well, you know, and I've talked about this. And, you know, I'm doing stuff with Panini. I've done stuff with Topps. You know, I'm on Facebook. I'm watching some of these groups or chats or whatever. And the amount of money that people are selling and buying these autographed items from, when you have to put a piece of tape on the back of the card and write who it is.
Wow.
There's something wrong with that.
Sure.
You know, now granted, it's like that pop figure of Conor McGregor, so he puts the C, so you know that it's Conor McGregor, but you wouldn't know that's his autograph.
Right.
You know, I mean,
right.
There's baseballs from back when I was bat boy. I had to literally write on the box whose autograph it was, because God forbid I didn't, and then I go look at the box in storage someday, and I'm going to have absolutely no idea who it is.
Like the liner, like James Lofton, whoever that guy is.
See, sometimes after you make a stupid comment, you should just let it go.
Why? Why would you let it go?
Well, because it just shows that you're an idiot.
I bet if you took a poll right now.
Go ahead.
9 out of 10 people don't know who that is.
I'll take the bet.
Okay.
I'll take the bet.
Do.
9 out of 10 people that listen to this show will know who James Lofton is.
Well, there's only 6 people that listen to the show. Where's Lene at? Where's Steve?
I need you to change on your Facebook page.
Okay.
You're no longer Coco.
Okay.
You're now the Coco. And
moving down.
You are moving down, and I'm trying to find some people to step up and step in, and you know, it'll be all good stuff.
Who was that? Didn't I meet my replacement at the BKFC?
You did, but I got to be honest with you. I forgot who it was.
Get a liner. Tell them, like, hi, this is Matt McClellan, co-host of Knockout Radio.
I can guarantee you one thing. There will never be a liner with your name on it.
That's not true.
It is true.
Why?
Because I'm telling you. There will never be a liner saying, this is Matt McClellan, and...
You're listening to Randy Harris.
That'll never be on the show. And there'll never be a liner that says, this is James Lofton of the Green Bay Packers, and you're talking sports with Randy and Matt. There'll never be that either. Huh. Just so you know. I see the hurt in your face, and it's pretty awesome.
Well, my question is, like, is he still alive? Is that why there's no chance?
No, I'm saying of anybody.
Did he really play for the Packers?
Yes, he played for the Packers.
Okay, I thought that was just an example.
No. All right. So, you know, a lot of times we do a Mount Rushmore, and, you know, and we always argue because, you know, it's hard. You know, Mount Rushmore is, who do you think? And I'm saving on the GOAT. We're going to talk about the alleged GOAT in gymnastics here shortly.
Okay.
I'm trying to save losing some of those 6 listeners. Because when I give you my opinion, it's not going to be pretty.
Well, and it's divided a nation. I mean, the world's divided on the issue right now. I mean, even inside homes, my wife is on one side. I'm on a different.
I'm on your wife's side.
I don't think you are.
Well, I'll change.
I would assume your wife and my wife are on the same side.
Well, we'll get to that in a second. So I want to know Mount Rushmore, the 4 fighters, not the best fighters, the 4 fighters that you're going to put on Mount Rushmore of the 4 in the heyday you would want to watch them fight. So they don't have to be the best fighters, because I'll tell you one of my 4 right now.
Okay.
Tank Abbott.
Sure.
Tank Abbott is a guy I always wanted to watch him fight because it was the most exciting 30 seconds of my life.
Sure.
He'd go out there, he'd throw a couple punches, get knocked out, let's call it a day.
Well, I mean, look at Derek Lewis, the Black Beast. You know, he's an entertaining guy. He always does antics at the end of his fights. He just came out and says, if I win this championship and you guys let a guy with no skills come in here and dominate, you should all find something else to do.
And I was going to say, I wouldn't put him in my Mount Rushmore.
I wouldn't either, but there are guys like him who you go for the entertainment and for the spectacle, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Not necessarily for the caliber of skill set.
Sure. And you know, we talked with Dave Feldman, the 1 billion views on what happened, and yeah, it's awful, but there's no such thing as bad publicity. Don't tell me that the UFC powers that be don't want Derek Lewis to win.
No, they need him to win.
Because people will tune in.
They need a face.
Well, I don't know if he's the face as much as the voice.
Well, he's the show. He's the entertainment factor. You know, Connor's out. He's going to be out for some time. You don't really have those captivating people that really entertain the crowd where they laugh, like taking off his pants and, like, you know, doing crazy antics in the interviews. You know, they need that. You know, where you have a guy like Stipe, who was a true champion.
Who's threatening to go to 1.
Who just went and did his job. Who is an ultimate professional. Go in, do your work, and leave. There was nothing spectacular about it. There was nothing exciting about it. He just did his job. And now he's not going to get that instant rematch. And now he's throwing his weight around because it's like, well, I deserve it. Cormier got instant rematches with me when I was champion. How come I don't get the same treatment?
I'm going to say that, let me answer it. I'm going to say that they were closer fights. The Stipe fight with Nagano wasn't really close. And he got knocked out. Now, go back to the Matt Hughes days. Matt Hughes was a fighter like Stipe. You know, the same kind of thing. You know, I think Stipe, I think a lot of these athletes in all sports, they believe their name, they believe their power, they believe everything they've done means something. And unfortunately, it doesn't. You know, everybody is loyal until it's time not to be loyal.
Sure.
You know, I was talking to somebody about Aaron Rodgers, and they were calling him Karen, and they were calling him all sorts of stuff. Teams, organizations do the same thing to the players. You know, when they want to get rid of you, you're gone.
Sure.
You know, there's no guaranteed contracts in some sports. There's no guaranteed contracts in MMA. There's no crying in baseball. You know what I'm saying? All of that. So if an owner can at any time cut you, which is a financial burden to you, yes, you can go somewhere else, but why can't the players do the same thing? Aaron did what was within his unfortunate right. I believe if you have a contract, you honor it, but both sides honor it. And that doesn't happen. So,
and as the fight, as the player and the fighter's obligation to get the best contract for their families and for themselves, because,
but at the time it very well could be, you know, depending on when you get that contract, you know, I don't know if you want to use Stipe as an example or whoever, but you know, you may sign this contract 4 years ago, 5 years ago,
right?
Well, it was the best deal. You know, every year somebody beats last year's highest paid NFL player.
Sure.
So at the time it was a great deal. Now it's not. But when you sign your name on it, you should be held accountable on both sides. Teams should not be able to cut you at any time, just like you should not be able to walk away, threaten to walk away at the same time. So to me, it's the same thing. Either both do it or neither do it. So Aaron Rodgers gets a new deal or a new portion of a deal where he will play this year. Imagine being in a locker room in Green Bay. He didn't want to be here. He doesn't want to be here now. They are probably the closest team to beat the Bucs in the NFC. They have the talent. They have arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, but he doesn't want to be there.
Right.
So let's go into the quarterback room and let's hang out.
Right. Oh, I think, you know, by all admission, Aaron Rodgers has never really been a big favorite of anybody that's played with him. Like, he's not one of those guys where people like really love to be around him. He's kind of a strange
person. He doesn't get along with his family. Not that there's anything wrong with that. Sure. I know a lot of people who don't.
You don't get along with your family.
That's not true.
It's some of them.
That's some of them.
You fought your brother like how many years ago and you still don't like him?
Many years ago. But
you could be a Packer.
I could be.
No, but I mean, you know, some guys like Brady, you know, people put him, you know, up, they boost him up and they're like, this guy is the guy. AB went publicly when they got their rings from the ceremony, from the championship rings, and he said how Tom, you know, took him under his wing and mentored him and taught him how to be a professional. And
yeah,
how to,
he kicked Giselle out so that Anthony Brown can move in.
Right.
You got to go to another room. I got to take care of AB.
But I mean, so when you see things like that come out about, you know, a GOAT status, say, you know, that's truly what a GOAT's all about. It's uplifting the people around you to make them better. You know, that's what makes you a leader.
Let's address GOAT when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Bobby Higginson from the Detroit Tigers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Join the Humane Society of Tampa Bay for their premier gala, Tuxes and Tales Enchanted Scotland, on October 23rd at the Tampa Convention Center. This black tie event will feature adoptable pets, silent auction, cocktail hour with complimentary wine and beer, dinner and dessert, live entertainment, after party with dancing and cigar bar by the Riverwalk. This event sells out every year. Make sure you purchase your tickets and sponsorships today. Become a sponsor or purchase tickets at TuxesTailsTampa.com.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
I'm Ben Roethlisberger, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Oh. All right, we are back. All right, so do we want to go to the GOAT, or do we want to finish the Mount Rushmore of who you would like to see fight in the heyday?
Let's go with the Mount Rushmore.
All right. All right, so since I know you're slow, I'm going to go with Tank Abbott.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Chuck Liddell.
Okay.
Those two are for sure.
Okay.
I need to think about the other two. I think, are we just saying UFC or are we saying MMA-wise?
Well, you got to go MMA.
All right. I mean, then you have to put in Fedor.
Oh, yeah, from Pride.
Yeah. You know, I saw Fedor fight once.
But I don't know, man. Like, you know, you're talking about, you're in the fight game. Like, we are combat experts. So, you know.
What?
No, but what I mean is,
not only are you not an expert, I'm not 100% sure you know how, that you could even spell the word. I'm just saying, but go ahead.
But what I'm saying is that people don't know who Fedor is.
No, it's not EXBURT. That's not how you spell expert.
But look, nobody knows who Fedor is outside of the combat sport world.
I don't care.
But it's kind of like your liner dude. Like, nobody knows who that is. The point is, It's you got to have a household name. You got to put McGregor on that if it's popularity or best fighter performance.
I wish that I was Samantha from Bewitched and that I could wiggle my nose and we could go back in time when I said your Mount Rushmore.
My Mount Rushmore.
Not Joe Blow's.
Okay.
Not today's.
Not the mass public.
No, yours. Who are the four people that you would like to go back in time? Or go ahead if you want to see Connor's kid fight in 20 years. Who are the four people on your Mount Rushmore that you would like to see fight?
Got it.
Because if you don't know who Fedor is, you definitely don't know who Tank Abbott is.
That's true.
Right?
That's why I was like, man, nobody knows who your Mount Rushmore people are.
Right. So this is your Mount Rushmore, Mount Rushmore. I would like to see Fedor in the heyday. Of course, if I could say the Don Fry Japanese dude that he fought, where they both had each other's head and just threw 412 punches. That one punch, you know, that one fight might, you know, be one of the fights that I would put up there. But definitely Chuck Liddell back in the day. Oh, my goodness. Tank Abbott back in the day was fun. I want to go to a fight that's fun.
What about Kimbo Slice? I mean, he was the first one to come from the internet to the octagon.
You know, no. I mean, Kimbo's fights wasn't that impressive.
No, he wasn't a good fighter. He was like the Black Beast. He didn't have the skill set to really be inside there, but he had the fan base. He had the grit and the toughness, and he had the fan appeal. You know, it made him a big star.
No, that's true. No, I agree with that, but that's not one of the four people that I would put on my bucket list of going back in time, getting in the DeLorean with Michael J. Fox, and going back in time and watching that fight. I want to get in the DeLorean and go back and watch Chuck Liddell. Matter of fact, I want to get in the DeLorean. It's one of the few fights that I didn't cover as quote-unquote media. I took the media pass off. Brad Penny had front row seats, and I watched Chuck Liddell Vandalay fight, and it was incredible.
Wow.
It was fun. What was the last fight that you saw? Now, again, I'm going to be honest. I don't remember the last fight I saw.
Well, it was Friday night. It was after the fight, and it went viral. It was between Blueface and a fan.
I didn't see it.
I'll tell you what, Blueface had his gloves off. He was throwing bare knuckles against the fan that rushed the ring, and then all chaos broke out.
Now, was the fan of the little guy that Blueface fought?
No, I think it was just online beef. Like, before the fight, Kevin had me help him get security in place.
Of course he did.
So he was kind of like, hey, get my security people over here, watch this, make sure he gets okay.
All right, so I got to tell a story.
All right.
So Friday at the weigh-ins, your lovely wife says, so where are you sitting? And I said that I'm going to be inside the fenced area with Warren Sapp.
The VIP section.
The VIP section.
That's where you always sit.
And she says, where's Mateo going to sit? And I wanted to say, who the hell is Mateo?
That's me.
But
my Brazilian name.
I knew it was you. So she goes, is he going to sit inside there with you? I said, absolutely not. He's going to sit back at our table all the way in the back, because if he sits in the VIP section, he'll end up in the ring.
That's true.
And next thing I know, your ass is in the ring the entire night.
Well, it's the best seat in the house.
It really was. That's not true. It wasn't the best seat, because you were not in the ring for the fights. You were in the ring for every 50 seconds in between rounds.
This is true.
And don't tell me that the camera looked for you. You looked for the camera, and you knew how to stand, how to look, how to look like you're really not looking, even though you're staring right into the camera.
I'll tell you what, it was a very cool experience. I'm very grateful for that, for Billboard Matt having me to help them with the in-between ring promotions. It was crazy, because I was in the wrong corner of the people that I helped train for these fights.
That's not a conflict, but you were close there.
Well, because they looked across and they saw me in the corner of their opponent, and it was kind of like, oh, hey, he's not in my corner. They didn't know I was working for the promotion company. I didn't know I was working for the promotion company until a minute before the fight started. And then it happened. I turned in my media credential, like you did for the Chuck Liddell fight. And I had an opportunity to do what I did. But it was kind of crazy, because I could see Jared Warren look over, and he saw me. I was like, what are you doing over there with my opponent? Like, you know, Jay Jackson.
Well, I told Jared, Abby. I told Jared that you were really training him the whole time, the opponent.
Oh, yes.
And
yeah.
That you've never really been friends with Jared.
It's true.
And that's why he almost killed that guy.
And that's why he got the knockout bonus of the night.
Knockout bonus? I think he got a death bonus.
8 minutes the guy was unconscious for.
It was scary.
I thought it was over. Like, Kevin Smith had to go in and do some, like, you know, held his neck. I thought he broke his neck. I mean, it was a scary scene to be a part of. But, yeah, shout out to those guys. The Warriors doing what they do. So, but yeah, the fights were amazing. I had a great time. I had an epic time.
Back to your Mount Rushmore that you haven't even started yet.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm going to do the things that you hate.
Shocking.
I got to go Connor. Just because Connor's a goat of all the goats of the fight game. I got to go with Anderson Silva. You know, some fighters you put up there because you want close fights, you want good fights. I put Anderson there because he was so dominant.
No, he dominated.
That I wanted to watch him just be so dominant that no one could even touch him. And so that's why I tuned in, because I knew no one had a chance.
Except for Chris Weidman.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know. Anderson was playing around and got caught. You know, and yeah, but he was so bored, and nobody gave him a challenge, you know, so whatever. It's fine.
No, Anderson up there is not bad.
But looking forward to an Anderson Silva fight was epic. And then, of course, Tito and Chuck. I think just the two of them in their heyday. And it was back in an era where you had months of build up and promotion to hype a fight, like a Tyson fight, like a Tyson Holyfield fight. So you had that build up, you had that star power, and when the crowd, going back and watching old UFCs when they replay, that crowd energy and that hype, you don't get in today's combat sport. You know, especially with COVID, where everybody's, you know, afraid to be next to their neighbor now. Man, I put Chuck and Tito on that.
I just thought my neighbor didn't like me. I didn't know it had anything to do with the virus.
Yeah. Well, they pretended like you had COVID for quite a while.
For a year.
Or 18.
They're like, do you still have that disease? What disease? Well, I would come over and help, but I don't want no part of being near you.
What do you like my Mount Rushmore? Connor, Chuck, Tito, and Anderson.
I wouldn't put Connor in there.
No, he's the biggest star of the sport ever.
But again, you're allowed. This is your
opinion. And look at his pay-per-view draws.
I don't
Nobody
care.
Sells more tickets than
I don't
that guy.
Care.
So if it means more people look forward to watching his fight.
I don't care. It's not about who other people want to watch. It's who I want to watch. It's who you want to watch.
Well, who do you want to watch?
I could only think of two right away.
Randy Couture.
I've got two in so far. We're going to stick with Chuck Liddell, and we're going to stick with Tank Abbott, and I'll try to get you the second two in the second half of the show. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1,
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3,
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3.
Listen.